love, and welcome back to another episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I am so sorry for the delay in getting a podcast episode to you this week. This week there will probably only be one, maybe we'll do two episodes, but I am still recovering, unfortunately, from COVID. I am still testing positive. It's been, I think, like 10 days now, and this is the first day. It's Tuesday afternoon that I'm recording this. This is the first day in, oh my gosh, like almost 2 weeks that I have put on makeup and I have gotten dressed and I feel semi-normal. Like even the last couple of days of my vacation, I think I shared this in the life update, even the last couple of days of my vacation, like I really was not feeling very good. Honestly, I was afraid that I was going to test positive in Mexico and be stuck there. Thank the Lord. Like I literally every day that I was laying in my bed feeling like absolute trash, I was just like, thank God I'm in my bed. Like, thank God I am home in my comfortable bed with my sheets, with my TV, with my cats. Like, thank goodness that I made it home to be sick in my bed. I was just so grateful for that. But today is the best I felt in probably close to 2 weeks. And I'm so incredibly, incredibly grateful. My back was hurting the entire time I was on vacation. And I didn't want to be like a Debbie Downer with my husband. So I was like trying to like fight through it and have the best time that I possibly could. Day drinking definitely probably helped me feel better in the moment, which is pretty toxic to say. But I was like 11 a.m. I was like, I'm ready for a drink now, just so I could stop thinking about the fact that I didn't feel that great. Don't take my advice in that area of life. Okay. I don't do that at home. That's just something that I do on vacation is day drink. And one of my followers actually reached out to me and kind of, I don't know, I'm going to talk to my doctor about this, but she was like, maybe like your rash, like I've shared with you guys a bunch of times. If you don't know, I have some kind of allergic reaction, light sensitivity to the sun, where when I go primarily on tropical vacations, when I haven't been in the sun for a long time, when I go on vacation, my skin breaks out really, really bad in this nasty rash. So on this vacation, I did get it, not as much as I have in the past, probably because I tanned prior to vacation and I was like on top of my sunscreen this trip, like literally every 30 minutes, my sunscreen did not leave my hand on the trip because it's so easy to be in the pool and like having fun. And then you just forget like, oh, I should reapply sunscreen. Literally every 30 minutes, like my sunscreen was with me nonstop and I was applying like a mad woman. I think that that definitely helped. But one of my followers said, maybe your allergic reaction to the sun decreases your immunity to getting sick. Because even if it's not COVID, I almost every single time I travel get sick and I'm like taking emergency, like loading up on the vitamin C. I start taking zinc in advance of my trips, like all of the preventative things that I think I can be doing in order to avoid getting sick, I'm intentionally trying to do. And most times, not every time, but most times that I come home from traveling, I have some kind of cold. Obviously, before COVID was a thing, I was just getting like a normal cold. But this time, unfortunately, I got COVID and I'm now still, you can hear, I still sound not normal. So I'm just grateful to be feeling better. So much gratitude. The hardest thing has been being away from my husband, honestly. Like, he is not sick and he has not tested positive for COVID. So when I'm like near him, like in proximity, I'm wearing a mask in the house. But we haven't cuddled or held hands or kissed. Oh my gosh, it's going to make me cry in over a week. And it's like breaking my heart. It's like the hardest thing in the world. I haven't been out of the house. Yesterday, I went for a walk like around the neighborhood with a mask on just because I'm paranoid about getting anybody sick. Obviously, I didn't go near people, but I just like needed some fresh air and to move my body and get some like sunlight and vitamin D. It felt amazing, but I fucking miss my husband. Like, I miss him so much. Like, he's like leaving the house in the morning and I'm just like waving from across the room, like, bye, see you later. I'm like, gosh, I miss intimacy with my husband so much. Like, not even sex, just like intimacy and being close to him and cuddling. If you know us in person, we are like on top of each other 24/7, probably in a way that is gross or annoying to people. We're not like making out like Travis and Kourtney Kardashian, but we are on top of each other, holding hands, touching each other all of the time. It has been really difficult, I think, for the both of us. I'm more vocal about it, but it's been really, really hard on me. So I'm looking forward to testing negative. I just took another test today. I've been testing every day, unfortunately, still positive. So I really miss my mom. My dad, unfortunately, has COVID right now as well. So it's just, it's been a week and a half, but I believe we're on the mend. I believe we're on the up and up. And this episode is not to talk about me being sick or COVID. This episode is to talk to you about the three things that I believe you need in order to create massive success in your life. And I have created success in so many areas of my life. I've created success with my weight loss, in healing my relationship with food, in overcoming daddy issues, in getting over toxic relationships and finding a healthy love partner. I've created financial success in getting out of over $60,000 in debt, investing multiple six figures, building a $1 million business. I've created a lot of success in many different areas of my life. I'm now really, like, it's happening that I'm becoming a speaker. I just got invited to another school to come and speak to the students about confidence, and I'm really excited about that. I'm doing that later this month. Fingers crossed that I'm COVID-free by that point in time, or else obviously I won't be doing it. I'm going to a workshop in July to work on my public speaking skills and work on becoming a keynote speaker. I've done a lot of things in the last several years since I've started really working on myself. And I want to share with you today three of the things that I believe are most important when it comes to creating radical success in any area of your life. Like, honestly, any area of your life, these three things are really, really important. And I'm going to give them to you today in what I believe to be order of importance. And again, you may not agree with this. You might think that one or the other is more important. You obviously have permission to have your opinion on what you think is most important. This is, for me, what I believe to be the most important order of these things, just based off of my own experience. So the first thing that I think we really need in order to create massive success in our lives is a good mindset, a success mindset, a growth mindset, a mindset that allows you to actually work towards what it is that you want. The reason that I believe mindset is most important is because you are literally with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. You cannot escape yourself. And so many of us are moving through life looking to escape ourselves. We're looking to get as far away from possible as we can from ourselves because we're not happy with who we are. We're not happy with the way that we talk to ourselves. We're not happy with where we are in life. We're not happy with what we have in life. We're just not happy with who we are. And that's really, really sad, but was also my reality for a really, really long time. So I completely understand that. But when I realized I'm going to have a mindset, whether I like it or not, I'm going to have thoughts and beliefs all day long, whether I like it or not. But what I choose to actually think about and what I choose to actually believe and the way that I choose to speak to myself, it really matters. And it makes a huge difference in the way that I feel. I've talked a million times about the thought result cycle. There's, I think, one or two at least podcast episodes on the thought result cycle, but it is proven that the way that you think creates feelings within you. We all have examples of this, right? Think about if you're like me and you wake up in the morning with anxiety and you're worried about things that haven't even happened, nothing is wrong, but your stomach hurts or it feels like, oh my God, there's a weight on my chest. Nothing has actually happened. Or if you have a dream that makes you feel that way or a nightmare that makes you feel that way, you wake up and you're like, your body is panicking, your mind is panicking, all because of your imagination. Your thoughts create feelings within you, and your feelings are going to drive behavior. When you feel really motivated and really inspired and really good, you show up differently. You probably show up in a way that's really positive in your life. When you feel bad, when you're sad or you're anxious or you're worried or you're frustrated or you're disappointed, most people, when they feel that way, don't show up in a positive way. Most people, when they feel negative emotions, they show up negatively in their lives, and that leads them to self-sabotaging. Again, if self-sabotaging is something that you struggle with, I highly, highly suggest getting into the Integration Keys program. We begin on Saturday. This is a program that will absolutely change your life when it comes to your mindset, which I believe is clearly the most important part of your success. But you can't escape yourself. You can't get away from yourself unless you're abusing substances or using something, food, alcohol, something, to try and escape yourself in the short term. But the reality is you're always going to come back to you. And if you don't believe that success is possible for you, you're going to fail time and time and time and time again. You're going to start off strong, maybe work towards what you want for a little bit, but ultimately you're going to find a way to sabotage yourself because you don't believe success is possible for you. Number one, or number two, you haven't worked on yourself to the point where you're actually able to empower and encourage yourself to keep going. Obstacles and roadblocks and setbacks are going to happen. They're a part of life. I'm unfortunately experiencing what feels like a really tough one right now in my life. Like getting back to the habits and routines that are so important to me, but unfortunately I was taken out of, right? Because of life circumstances, we all go through this. Things happen in our life where we're taken out of our normal routines, and then we can really quickly sabotage instead of just jumping back in and getting back to those things. And then we sabotage for weeks or months or years before we finally decide, oh, I think I'm going to get back to it because I just hate myself so much. You have to become a woman who has the ability to empower herself and encourage herself and really speak to herself in a way where she's going to push herself to getting back to doing the things that make her feel really good, or continue doing the things that make her feel really good, even when life circumstances present themselves and that feels really, really difficult. Your mindset is a crucial part of your success. And I want to share this again. I know I have a lot of new listeners here. Shout out to you. Thank you guys so much for being here. I love and appreciate you already. You've been such incredible hype women for the podcast. I appreciate you. I used to be a person who thought that mindset was like woo-woo bullshit. And if you've heard me share this before, I'm sorry to repeat it, but I used to believe I don't need to work on my mind. My weight and my relationship with food was a problem for so long, and I hated the way that I looked. I had no confidence in myself, primarily because of the way that I looked. And I had been introduced to mindset work many times. And I was like, I don't think so. Like, I don't need to work on my mind. I just need to work on the things that I see are a problem. It's so interesting for me as a mindset coach and a success coach who really helps people create success from the inside out. There are a lot of people who don't understand the importance of mindset, and they don't understand the importance of the way that you speak to yourself and the way that you think and how that actually affects you in the way that you show up. And I was one of those people. I was like, that's bullshit. I definitely don't need that. I just need to lose weight. I just need to eat less. I just need to stop being so fucking lazy. Like, these were literally the things that I said to myself. And it wasn't until I had been on this hamster wheel of trying the same things over and over and over and over and over again, and sometimes creating some success and moving forward, but then ultimately ending up backtracking and ending up feeling like I was right back where I started because I couldn't keep the momentum and the consistency going. And I'm just going to plug another one of my programs here. If this feels like you, the Consistency Queen Mastermind is a place where I'm going to help you learn to master consistency in any area of your life. If you feel like you are on this hamster wheel where you're taking 10 steps forward, but then ultimately taking 15 or 20 steps back, and you feel like you're kind of in this like Groundhog's Day of like doing the same shit over and over and over, but not actually getting anywhere, the Consistency Queen Mastermind is a place where you should be. We're starting at the end of May, so I highly suggest checking that out. You can send me a DM on Instagram. I will put the link with the details in the show notes of this episode as well. But I used to think that mindset was bullshit. That's where I was going with this. And I really want to encourage you, if you're a person who's like, I don't really think that the mindset stuff matters. I think it's just like how I'm showing up and that I'm not doing what I am supposed to be doing. If you know what to be doing, but you're not doing it, that is proof and evidence to me as a coach that you need to work on your mindset, because knowing what to do really isn't enough. You need to be able to actually do what you know. And that is a being thing. That's a you thing. That's an internal thing. That's a mindset thing. So if you want to create massive success in your life, mindset is crucial. A mindset for success, a growth mindset. You can Google what a growth mindset is. That's where you really believe that change is possible for you. So many of us, I talked about this on my Instagram stories this morning, so many of us believe that we are not in control of so many things in our lives. And ultimately, that so often leads us to playing the victim and feeling like so much is out of my control that then we just hand over control for everything. We're like, well, I can't control anything. And now I'm a victim to my circumstances. If you would take a step back, you would probably realize that you're in control of far more in your life than you actually want to take responsibility for. But what happens when we take responsibility for being in control is that we then have to look at our circumstances and say, I created this. And oh my God, is that like the hardest pill ever to swallow? I've been there so many times in my life where I look around and I'm like, fuck, I did this to myself. I put myself here, my choices, my actions, my behaviors, driven by my thoughts and my beliefs, they have brought me here. It's a hard pill to swallow when you take responsibility for your life, but it's one of the most critically important things that you do if you want to create success. Okay, so mindset is number one. Number two, the second most important thing that I believe we need in order to create success in our lives is a support system. A good support system. And when I say a support system, I don't just mean a loving husband, incredible parents, best friends that are like your biggest hype girls. And they're like, yes, queen, get it, go for it. Oh, you're amazing. We want that. And I love that. And I hope that you have that. I really hope that you have that. I know that a lot of people don't, unfortunately. And, you know, sadly, I resonate with being a woman who didn't really have that for most of her life. Very dysfunctional family. Not the best friends up until probably this point in my life. I chose to be a part of some not so great friend circles because of my own insecurities. I just wanted to fit in wherever I could. I chose really toxic relationships in my life. This is the first, like, truly only loving and positive and healthy relationship that I've been in. Doesn't mean it's perfect, but this is the first relationship that I've been in that feels like it's actually a partnership, which is why Chris is the man that I chose to marry. But when I say a support system, I don't just mean from those people. And if that's all that you have right now or all that you can find right now, that's okay. But I really want to encourage you to find support from somebody or a group of people or a lot of people, mentors, coaches, who have been where you are or in a similar place and have achieved what it is that you desire to achieve. Support in, I love you and I care for you and I'm here for you is amazing, but support in, I love you, I'm here for you, I care for you, and I know how to achieve what it is that you want, and I know what it feels like when you're frustrated, and I see you and understand you so deeply because I've been there, and I have the cheat codes and the roadmap to getting where it is that you want. That is the kind of support that is going to create massive success in your life. Earlier this week, I was having what felt like a breakdown just in life and frustrated with some things in my business. How grateful was I that I got to go to my coach and speak to her and have a conversation? In 10 minutes, I felt so different because I was validated in feeling what I was feeling. There were strategies and tools and techniques that she could give me to say, like, this is how we can move through this together. I've been working with my coach for almost 3 years, and it's been so important for me because I have someone who loves me, who supports me, who has my back, who is in my corner, but also has built a multi-million dollar business. She steps ahead of me in creating what I'm creating. She is a coach who helps coaches build businesses. She steps ahead of where I am. And that is like priceless. I paid $50,000 to work with her for the entire year of 2022. I'll probably pay $100,000 in 2023 to have her in my corner. Because for me, it's priceless to know I have someone who cares about me, yes, but knows what it's like to be where I am. Most people in your life, unless they're working towards achieving the same thing that you're working towards and have the same struggles as you, they probably don't understand. And there are a lot of things that I've worked with women in terms of relationship with food and lack of confidence and body image and weight loss. They don't want to talk to their friends or their loved ones or their spouses about that stuff. They're embarrassed and they're ashamed and they feel shame and guilt, and they don't want to talk about those things. Who do you turn to when you're working towards something in your life and it feels like no one around you gets it, or it feels like you're the only one who has these big dreams and goals and aspirations? I work with so many women who are building businesses. Their friends aren't building businesses. Their spouses aren't building businesses. Their parents haven't built businesses. They don't have anyone to talk to, not just about the what to do, but the about how it feels. how it feels to do things that no one before you has done, how it feels to do things that no one around you is doing, how it feels so lonely sometimes to have these big dreams and goals for your life, and you look around and nobody gets it. I can't imagine building my business to this point without having not just one person, my coach, who gets it, but a mastermind that I'm in full of women who are also doing what I'm doing, and they understand me, and I go there and I cry and I feel seen and I feel heard and I feel supported, and I go there and I celebrate and they're like, yes, we love you so much and we're so proud of you. Both sides of the coin. They're there for me, not just when it's good, but they're there for me when it's bad. And they're there for me when I don't know how to be there for myself. And I want you to ask yourself, do you have a support system like that? And if you don't, you should. Coaches and mentors are literally, I feel like everyone in the world is looking for the easy way, right? We want the magic pill that's just going to change everything in our lives. We want that so badly. And while coaches can't do the work for you, they're literally like the cheat code. They're literally like, here's the roadmap to getting what you want, and I'm going to make it as easy as possible for you. It doesn't mean it's going to always be easy, but they're going to make the system of getting what you want so simple for you and support you and encourage you and love you and hold you accountable along the way. If you don't have a coach or a mentor, I highly, highly, highly suggest finding someone who will be in your corner to hold you accountable, to love you through what you're going through, and who wants to see you win. For me, being a coach is me meeting you where you are, taking you by the hand, and leading you to where it is that you want to go. And you deserve someone in your corner who wants to do that for you as well, okay? And the third thing that I believe we all need in order to create success in our lives is a proven strategy. Do you actually know what you are doing in order to get what it is that you say that you want? If you are building a coaching business, do you know how to create offers? Do you know what to post on social media? Do you know how to launch and sell your offers? Do you know how to be a really good coach? If you don't, I can help you, or somebody else can help you in figuring that out. If you desire weight loss, do you know what you're doing? Do you have an exercise plan that's proven to work? Do you have, I don't really vibe with meal plans. I don't suggest that, especially if you have a damaged relationship with food, but do you know what your macros are supposed to be? Do you know how much you're supposed to be eating? Do you know how much water you're supposed to be drinking, the vitamins you should be taking, the sleep you should be getting? If you desire to heal your relationship with food and stop binge eating, do you have a strategy in getting there? Do you know what it takes to overcome a disordered relationship with food? If you want financial freedom, do you have a strategy that you're following to get out of debt? Do you know how to be investing? Do you know what you are doing? Or are you just throwing spaghetti at the wall, hoping that something is going to stick? Or even worse, are you trying the things that you tried in the past because it's all you know, when you already have proof that those strategies aren't getting you the result that it is that you desire? And this is another reason why coaches and mentors and books and podcasts are so important. You can turn to them and say, how do I? Very different than having a coach, because you don't have the support or the accountability or someone to hold you emotionally through it or meet you where you are. But at a minimum, you will have a strategy. You will have a plan to execute on. And I highly encourage you to find a strategy. And there are so many, unfortunately, what I think is the problem is there are so many different strategies, all of which work, right? For anything that you want in your life, there are so many strategies, all of which work. But what happens is they don't work overnight. And our mindset, which is why mindset is number one, our mindset says, this isn't happening fast enough. I'm frustrated. Our mind says, this isn't working. So we quit. And when we don't have a support system to hold us accountable, how easy is it to just give up? When we don't have someone in our corner that says, actually, it is working. Look at the evidence here, 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 and here. You just have to keep going. Or maybe this is off over here with your strategy and we need to tighten this up a little bit. All three of these things are incredibly, incredibly, incredibly important. But a strategy without the mindset isn't going to get you really anywhere. Strategy and mindset combined, a beautiful, beautiful combination. If you want to put the cherry on top, get you a support system, someone who can have your back and love you and lead you in a really powerful way, and your success is going to be inevitable. Okay. I love you guys so very much. I hope that next week we are back to our regularly scheduled podcasting. We have 2 to 3 episodes for you. Probably no life update this week since we just did one, and honestly, nothing in my life has happened because I've been trapped in my bed for the last several days. But we will get you hopefully this episode this week and maybe a quickie later this week as well. And then we'll get you 2 to 3 episodes next week. Okay. I love you to absolute pieces. Thank you. I want to say thank you so much to everyone who has left ratings and reviews. There have been so many left in the last couple of weeks, and many of them have come from new women in my world. And what a testament to how powerful you find the podcast to be. If you haven't already left a rating and review, it really does mean so much to me. It's such a simple and free and easy way for you to just say thank you to me for the podcast, for showing up here every week for you. I keep these ad-free for you. I don't make a dime from this podcast. I simply do this because I want to give to you. I love you guys so much. And all I want as a woman in this world, as a coach, as a leader, as someone who desires to create radical impact in this world, all I want is to see you win and create the success that you desire in your life and in your business, and you have one. Okay. I love you to pieces, and I will talk to you on the next